you know, it's a question, if you get your point across, then your English is good.
I try to make them understand what I mean.
That's what it is.
Which may not be good English.
Well, that's what good English is making yourself understood. There's quite a few people who use beautiful English, nobody understands them, you know, so that's a good possibility, too. All right, now then, pay attention to my examples here. I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
All right. I behave myself, but he
don't.
All right. I thought you, all right, now then. Now, what'd you say again now?
Was coming.
All right. We blank going to town when it started to rain.
Yeah. We was going to town.
All right. Now then, just we'll figure this out from the examples. Do you still do many things? Yes, there blank a lot of things I do.
Many things.
Now, I'm sorry. What color blank the cabbages? In other words, I'm asking you the color of the cabbages. What color blank the cabbages?
Green.
What
color are the...
Now then, say that over again.
What color are they?
All right, that's what I'm asking you. What color? The cabbages blank green. The cabbages, you say that to me in the full sentence. The cabbages blank green. Now you make that into a good sentence or one that... In other words, if you were telling me that the cabbage's color is green, how would you say it? You'd say the cabbages...
The cabbage.
No, the cabbage is...
Cabbage is green.
All right. Is that one cabbage or a lot of cabbages?
Just one cabbage.
All right, if you said a lot of cabbages, what would you say? The cabbages...
Is green, I reckon.
All right.
Your English, like I tell you.
All right, now then, I want you to answer this with a no. Have you done that yet? No, I...
Have not.
All right. Would you ever say haven't? No, I haven't?
I have not, or did not, or...
all right. Was it a nice day? No, it...
Wasn't.
All right. Do you think it is right for him to do something? You don't think it is right for somebody to do something. So you say to that person, you say about that person, he blank do that. In other words, you don't think he ought to do this. So you say he
should not do that.
All right. You say he should not or shouldn't?
Should not do that, I think.
All right. Let's see. Say that over. Can you do it?
I could do it.
All right, I could do it. I fell on the ice. What I'm trying to get you to do is give me the word for I nearly broke my neck. You know, I fell on the ice. I blank broke my neck.
Nearly.
Is that what you would say, nearly?
I nearly broke my neck.
Would you say damn near or almost or like to or what?
Nearly broke my
just
neck.
Nearly broke your neck. Okay, I just was... Okay, now this is pretty easy. This ought to go pretty quickly. But I want you to be sure to speak pretty clearly and speak as clearly into this as you can. A dime is...
10 cents.
All right. Say that for me again.
10 cents.
He has lived here ever blank 1960.
Since 1960.
All right. A greeting on December 25th, which is when Christ was born and which we call...
Christmas.
All right. A greeting on that would be, how would you say, you know, if you just walked up to somebody and you were giving them a joyful greeting, what would you say to them?
Just Merry Christmas.
All right. A sausage in a bun, you know, a long sausage about that size, and you put mustard and ketchup on it. What do you call a sausage in a bun?